And with vibe coding, I mean, I've also really been enabled by this to build more of the projects that in the past, of course, I used to also code my own projects in the past, and but it just used to take really long, and then you just oftentimes, especially if you're working full time, don't as a single person, don't have the time to get it to the quality that you're imagining, or yeah, to get it up to those standards that you're hoping for, right? And I think now, you're kind of moving into this new age, of course, where like building has become cheaper, right? Where it really becomes more about what you want to build and like what it will actually be useful. And then, and in this process, right? Because the building itself has become cheap. So anything you can imagine, you can pretty much build it. And like even a lot of the things that, I think in the past that we had to, you know, have some vibe coding hacks or something like, oh, I need to structure my prompt like this and like this whole prompt engineering field. It's already disappearing very fast, right? Because the new models, you don't need to do those things anymore. They do all of those things for you, basically, right? So, even that kind of manual labor is disappearing. And, I think, so this whole all points into the direction of like, how do we create more clarity in the product, right? And this goes into then talking to the users, really getting more of an understanding and this whole field of UX research, I guess, right? Or like, product understanding, if you will.